This is a new day.
A very blessed Sunday morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB Inspiration and Religion. It is certainly an honor and a privilege to be with you in prayer and faith and all that's good in the love of God. If you're joining us for the very first time, thank you. Thank you for taking some of your time, whether you are listening live on Sunday morning or on the podcast 24/7. It is a privilege to be with you and to express inspirational thoughts and all the goodness and righteousness that we can have on a daily basis. Whenever I have the opportunity of running a life cycle event, whether it be a wedding, whether it be a bar, bar mitzvah, baby naming, I always talk with the family. What makes a service and a ceremony holy and loving and filled with all the love of God? We know that that has nothing to do with the location, because God is everywhere. What makes a service holy and unique and loving and righteous has everything to do with who's there. Friends and family and loved ones, they are what makes the room holy, the ground holy, the building that we are in holy. They are what brings God into the ceremony itself. We know that in a wedding, it's not just a ceremony between a bride and a groom. It's a ceremony between a bride and a groom and the Lord and God Himself. So if you have friends and family that love you and are there for one purpose and one purpose only, and it's it's not the food. They are there because they love you. And when you have love, you have God, you have holiness. So one of the wonderful prayers that I always read, I would love to share with you. It's called, "Where is Holiness?" There is holiness when we strive to be true to the best we know. There is holiness when we are kind to someone who cannot possibly be of service to us. There is holiness when we realize how important our families are to us. There is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. There is holiness when we are willing to be laughed at for what we believe. There is holiness when we love truly, honestly, and unselfishly. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we share our bread, our ideas, and our joys. There is holiness when we gather to pray to the one who gave us the power to pray. And on that we all say, amen. If you are listening live on Sunday morning right now on September the 22nd, which I hope you are, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, if you are anywhere around South Jersey, please go to Barnes & Noble in Cherry Hill on Haddonfield Road, Barnes & Noble in Cherry Hill, the Cherry Hill location. I will be there running a pre-Rosh Hashanah family celebration, reading stories of Rosh Hashanah like Sammy the Spider's first Rosh Hashanah, one of my favorites, singing Rosh Hashanah songs about apples and honey and forgiveness and all of the themes of starting a new year. And I promise you don't have to be Jewish. You can be any background, any religion, any tradition. Bring children. It's for the whole family. We're going to have a very good time learning of Rosh Hashanah, celebrating Rosh Hashanah, learning about all the, you know, one of the customs I love about Rosh Hashanah is, if you don't know, you know, Judaism, every holiday has different foods that are traditional for that holiday, just like any other religion. For Rosh Hashanah, we eat apples dipped in honey, not whole apples, you know, sliced apples, and we dip in honey. Why? Because, you know, an apple is round, kind of round, and it represents the circle of life. and it represents starting anew. A circle is never ending, never beginning. It's continual, just like the circle of life. So we slice the apple and we dip it in honey. Why? Of course, because honey is sweet, and we wish each other a very happy and healthy and a sweet new year. So again, today, if you're listening live, 3 o'clock, Barnes and Noble in Haddon, on Haddonfield Road in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And I look forward to seeing people that I haven't had the honor to meet yet in person. And please come and come up to me and say hi and get ready for a big hug. So we are going, of course, into the new year of Judaism. It will become the new year 5785 in a couple weeks, 5785. And I am often asked what that means. So it's always a teaching moment for me and a learning moment for those who ask. So 5785, you know, in the Christian year, we are, 2024. But in the Jewish year is much, much older. We are going into 5785. What does that mean? It means that 5,785 years ago, God created us humans as we know them now. On the sixth and last day of creation, you know that God created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, God rested, and we rest too. That's called the Sabbath, or in Hebrew, it's called Shabbat. So since the sixth day of creation, it's been 5,785 years. Come Rosh Hashanah. But Cantor Scott, scientists have found dinosaur fossils that are a billion years old. How do you explain that? Well, here's how that is explained. The days as we know them, 24 hours a day, started on the sixth day of creation when God created us, Adam and Eve. The first 5 days of creation were God days. And we know that a God day can be as long as God wants it to be. The first 5 days could have been a million, gazillion, trillion years each. That is why fossils that are found to be a million years old, there is no contradiction. There is no conflict between science and religion. Those fossils, whether they're leaves or whether they are dinosaurs, were from the first 5 days of creation, which are God days, so they can certainly be a billion years old. But on the sixth day, when God created us, 24 hours a day began, and since that, 5,785 years we celebrate. So you can think of Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year, as our birthday, the birthday of people, the birthday of humans, the birthday of us. So I wish everybody, come this Rosh Hashanah, a happy, happy birthday. And that in mind, bringing to mind, if you or a family member or a neighbor still needs a wonderful home to celebrate the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I do services here in South Jersey. It would be an honor and a privilege to have you participate in our services for the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that are coming up very, very soon. Just contact me and I will send you all the information for our community services in a very lovely theater in a brand new assistant living, a self-contained assistant living. The theater is absolutely gorgeous, with comfy chairs and couches and seats, room for hundreds and hundreds, a big stage, a wonderful sound system. It is a miracle and a wonder that we are going to have services there. I cannot wait. It will be perfect. So please contact me on any of my social media. Go to X, which was Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, or just Google my name, Scott Borsky, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y, and you'll find my email, you will find my phone number, find my text. It would be an honor to send to you all the information and to be with you on Rosh Hashanah so we can bring in a blessed new year together, and on that certainly we can all say Amen. There are so many happy things happening in our community. One of the biggest that we all can feel are the Phillies, who are going into the playoffs. And, you know, I love sports, you know, but whether your team is good or not so good. And we have known teams in our area that have not been so good. This year, we have very, very good teams in, I think, all sports. But the Phillies are right now, and sports has a way, unlike any other thing, of bringing us together in love, no matter our age, our income, our background, our religion, our tradition, our education, where we live, whether it's South Jersey or Delaware or Greater Philly, wherever. It brings us together when we're wearing a Phillies cap or Phillies shirt. It starts a conversation of joy. And, you know, that's a blessing. When your team is good, hopefully good, and we have joy watching and talking about the team, that joy that we feel with each other is something that we don't get in almost anything else in life. So on that, we bless the Phillies. We say, thank you for being good this year. Thank you for allowing us to have joy in our lives. And that spreads among our whole community for people who don't necessarily even follow sports. But when a team is good, they start to follow and they start to have something to speak about to everyone in the congregation, no matter who they are and where they're from and what they do and their background. So thank you to the Phillies for bringing joy and happiness and laughter. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it says that laughter is the best medicine. And so if you can laugh, laughter is a gift from God. It certainly is. Laughter is certainly a gift from above. I always like to bring some joy, some happiness. I heard this joke this week. I would certainly like to tell it, and please share it. And if you don't like it, I don't know what's wrong with you, but here we go. This woman walks into the library, and she says to the person behind the counter, she says, I want a burger, fries, and a Coke. The person looks at her and says, ma'am, this is a library. The woman thinks for a second and goes, oh, I want a burger, fries, and a Coke. Well, I hope you're laughing. I can certainly see you, and I hope you're laughing. And please share that with friends. Every week I try to share wonderful acts of love that my students are doing, or any boys and girls in our community. And this week I want to share a wonderful mitzvah, that's a good deed project, by a wonderful young lady in South Jersey named Jenna Feldman. And Jenna just had her bat mitzvah yesterday. I'm so very, very proud of her and for her project, her mitzvah project, to make her community, her world, a better place. She took her bunny that is named Honey Bun around to so many different retirement homes, assisted living homes. Most of them are ones that I have the privilege and the honor of being a chaplain at. She took a Honey Bun around and taught folks about rabbits and how to take care of them, let them hold a Honey Bun and pet Honey Bun and feed a honey bun, and the pictures that Jenna sent to me from all the places she went to. Oh my gosh, so much joy and happiness I saw on the faces of the residents. Certainly, Jenna brought joy. And if you have a child or a grandchild or a great-grandchild in our community who is performing acts of love and kindness at nonprofits, at charity events, at wonderful locations to bring joy, please let me know and contact me in any way that you would like so I can share the joy. And sharing joy is so contagious when someone hears that someone else is bringing joy to the world, joy to the community. They say to themselves, I can do that as well. It truly is an inspiration to also share, and I will continue sharing as well. And we give joy of sharing to our sponsors, without whom this program would certainly not be possible. I would certainly like to thank Bonnie and her staff. Bonnie is the owner of the fabulous Men's and Boys store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best for all your men's clothing needs, your boys' clothing needs, formal clothing needs, and certainly don't take my word for it. They win awards all the time. The best in the formal department, the best in the men's department, the best in the boys' department, from all publications and newspapers and contests and voting from all over the Delaware Valley. They are certainly stocked with all fall merchandise, getting in more each and every day, both in the boys' and men's departments. Suits and sports coats, khaki, sportswear, shoes too, for all your fall weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first Holy Communions, and certainly custom tailoring too, tuxedo sales and rentals for charity events, cruises, any formal occasion, and gift certificates too. And certainly the Jewish holidays are coming up. If any men in your family and boys need some clothing for the holidays, the Men's and Boys store is the place to go. And you don't have to live certainly in Bucks County. Whenever I go there, I see folks from all over South Jersey and Central Jersey, Philadelphia, all of the suburbs. Why? Because they are simply the best. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, PA at 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And when you see Bonnie or any of our wonderful staff, give them a hug from me and say, Cantor Scott. Cantor Scott says, hello. We are coming up to a very, very sad occasion for all. The tragedies a year ago, coming this October the 7th in Israel. And we will always remember them. And please place in your daily prayers every single morning that you wake up, pray to God that the remaining hostages are set free in good health to the open arms of their families and their friends and their community. We are told that there is upwards of still 100 people there, men and women, children, babies. Please keep in your daily prayers to God that in all Godspeed, today, tomorrow, they are released in health, back where they can be, in the open arms of their community. On that note, a very, very good friend of mine, and not only a good friend, a very talented, extremely talented, award-winning stained glass artist here in South Jersey, Risa Dera. Risa Dera, R-I-S-A and D-E-R-A, has made for October 7th a very beautiful stained glass yellow ribbon that says, we will dance again. That's in reference to all those that were killed and murdered and taken as hostage from the festival, the music festival last October the 7th. The words say, we will dance again. If you would like to see a beautiful picture of it and maybe possibly have one for your home, just go on my Facebook page. You could find it at Skaborski on Facebook page and just scroll back just a few days on my Facebook page, and I posted all of Reese's contact information as well as a beautiful picture of her stained glass We Will Dance Again yellow ribbon. And on that, and on Reese's talent, we all say amen, and we certainly will always remember them. On the note of the High All Holy Days coming up, I always read this wonderful poem when I go to cemeteries the month before Rosh Hashanah. The month before Rosh Hashanah is called the Hebrew month of Elul. In English, if you want to spell it, E-L-U-L. And the month before Rosh Hashanah, just by the way, the first of Tishrei, the Hebrew month of Tishrei, the first of Tishrei is always Rosh Hashanah. The month before that is Elul. And there are many customs that are very traditional to do. One is to visit the cemeteries of your loved ones. There are many reasons that we do that the month before Rosh Hashanah. One of the biggest reasons is that the memories, the lives that we cherish of those who have passed, they give us strength as we go into the new year. We go and sit or stand in front of their stones or their tombstones, and we talk and we share and we think about them with all of our hearts, because we stand on their shoulders. They are here because, well, we are here. They were there. We stand in their trials and tribulations, but we also stand in their joy and their happiness, and we take from their lives their caps, their likes, their successes, their achievements, and we bring them into ours as we go into the new year. So here's a poem that I read at every funeral, and I hope it means something to you. I'm often asked, can I have a copy of this? And if you want a copy, you know, at funerals, people take out their phones and they take a picture of my book that has this page with this prayer. But if you want a copy of it after I read it, just contact me. It would be my honor to text to you a picture of the words of this poem if it means something to your heart, soul, and mind. It's called When I Die. When I die, if you need to weep, cry for someone walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around others and give them what you need to give me. You can love me most by letting hands touch hands and souls touch souls. You can love me most by sharing your joy and multiplying your good deeds. Me most by letting me live in your actions and not on your mind. And when you say prayers for me, remember what our tradition teaches. Love doesn't die, only people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. And on that, certainly, we all say, amen. You know, when we pray, it's not just because we have to, and it is, we have to. That's why God created us. God created us to worship him. God created us to pray to him. And after all, we always speak about what is prayer. Prayer is just a conversation with God. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? But when we pray, it's not just because we have to, but it's because we want to. And never, never underestimate prayer. Never underestimate the importance of prayer. Prayer changes things. And I need to tell you, my friends, don't just pray as a last resort when things are bad. Pray when things are good. When things are good in your life, wake up in the morning and all the million parts in your body work and look up and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who woke me up on this most blessed day. This is the day the Lord has made. You woke me up to put one foot in front of the other, to bring joy and happiness and righteousness to others in my community. Thank you, God. This is the day you are going to bring me closer to my given mission and my given purpose. My day is going to be filled with joy. Each and every hour, each and every second, I will pray to you. I will have a conversation with you. I will say thank you. I will have an attitude of gratitude. So write those three words down on a little sticky note and put it where you look at multiple times a day. Never underestimate prayer. And on that, we all say amen. So as we go into a new week, and I just wanted to remind you, each and every weekday morning at 7 o'clock on this station, I have a program called Morning Light. And it is inspirational music, inspirational songs, inspirational lyrics and melodies that are filled with the faith of God by the greatest performers of faith-filled music. And often I talk and we share. So please listen, 7 o'clock on your way to work, on your way to taking your children to school, at home, if you're at work already, wherever you may be, or throughout the day, I'm always posting the podcast at www.dbam.com, or go to my social media and I post the link of the daily show. I promise you, it'll fill your heart, soul, and mind with faith each and every day. As we go into a new week, please remember, sometimes the person you need to talk to most is in heaven. Sometimes the person you need to talk to most is in heaven. So as we go into a new, please remember those who came before us. You gather strength and you bring it into yourself and you share it with your children. You name them. You name your children after them. And that's a blessing to them, the children, and a blessing to those who passed. Always remember those who came before you, because once again, you are here because they were there. Do your best. Do your best to keep their memory alive. Do your best to acknowledge that they were here. And on that note, have a blessed day, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.